Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
I don't think the president's lost the election, but I think we went from what was looking to some extent like a clear sort of Obama victory, or at least he looked like he was on the path to victory, into something that looks like a real race.
There's a CBS political analyst commenting on the recent bump Mitt Romney has seen in the polls, and so has everybody else, obviously, and that's as a result of last week's debate, and pretty much everybody knows that, too. And pretty much everybody knows that the presidential race is the number one item of conversational fodder on talk radio, at least the politically oriented, the news talk radio stations, and that's what we profile here every day on the News Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of what is on some of the television programs on Fox and MSNBC and CNN and CBS, and you know that is following the news as part of what goes on here. The conversation starts here with Brett Baier talking to Karl Rove and Joe Trippi about the polls.
What has changed since the last time we talked last week?
Well, we had 44 polls last week in 22 states. There were three changes in status, two benefiting President Obama. New Hampshire went from toss-up to lean Obama. New Mexico went from lean Obama to Obama. And one change in status benefiting Romney. Iowa went from lean Obama to toss-up. Romney gained in Colorado, Ohio, Virginia, and Wisconsin, all battleground states, but no change in status in those. And Missouri and Nevada became stronger for Obama, but again, no change in status for those.
Of that, Joe, what do you see as important?
Well, all those states moving to Romney, even though they haven't changed status, matter, but Ohio is the real interesting thing, because when you look at it, both Carl and I, if we threw out a Marist poll that happened some time ago with an 8-point lead for Obama, we threw that out. We'd be moving it to toss-up today, and that'd be very significant. And when you look at a trend line of Ohio, though, throughout the whole campaign, Romney's never actually crossed into the lead there in the average of Real Clear Politics average in the trend line. Is that moving? Because right now, the lines, if you look at them, are starting to go closer together again, like they did after the convention, and that's really significant.
But when you talk the debate, that's really the question that everybody is front and center, Carl, and talk to me a little bit about post-debate.
Yeah. Well, look, we'll see more of this in the weeks ahead. My suspicion is this week we're going to have a number of polls showing movement to Romney, because, look, in the Gallup, in the 3 days before the debate, it was 50-45. In the 3 days after the debate, it was 47-47. And we also see this in a little bit different fashion in the George Washington University political battleground poll. This may be part of something that was starting to happen before the debate in terms of the intensity of each side's voters. 3 weeks ago, the Romney voters were more likely to vote, said they were more definite to vote, by a 7-point margin over Obama supporters. This has now last week grown in this latest poll to a 13% gap, and only 85% of the interviews were conducted before the debate, only 15% after. But in the 15% of interviews after, this number becomes even stronger for Romney supporters. So I suspect we're likely to see this continue. If you look at the recent polls, for example, all three polls in Florida in October, Romney leads. Two out of three of the polls conducted in October in both Virginia and Colorado, Romney leads. And data in Ohio is beginning to show, private data is beginning to show the race tightening. And the Obama campaign is responding to it. This week they are dramatically increasing the buy of their television buy in the state of Ohio. You don't do that in a state that a couple of weeks ago they were saying was comfortably put away.
All right, so food for thought there from the Fox News political analysts, 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com with thoughts about the polls. That seems to be where most people are. The bump from polling is a result, obviously, of last week's discussion or debate, whatever you want to call it. You got to know that Obama's going to come out of the box looking a lot better and stronger next time around. And so it's all a horse race. Makes for interesting conversation for those of you who love politics. Here's radio host McGraw-Milhaven with Sam Donaldson about the flurry of all the polls and Mitt Romney sort of resetting the race.
All of the new polls coming in after the debate point that the race is officially deadlocked and Mitt Romney's got what they call in the business a surge.
Got a surge of the big momentum. at the moment, and I think the polls in the next two or three days will validate that. He's up 4 points over Barack Obama in the Pew poll, kind of dead even in some of the others, whereas the president had been up 4 or 5 points. So the race has certainly been reset.
Now, I mean, what is it? Is it really coming off of the debates? I mean, did President Obama do that bad, or are people actually taking a second look at Romney?
Well, they took a second look at Romney, and they liked what they saw vis-a-vis the president. I mean, Romney was strong. I think most of us expected him to come out of the gate kind of strong and forceful. But the president folded instead of counterpunching, instead of going on the offensive himself, taking Mitt Romney on. The president seemed to think, well, I'm presidential here. I'll just stand here and be president. Well, you stood there, and you may not be president much longer if you continue that in the second and third debates.
All of the spin coming out of the White House, or I guess some of the idea, is that they wanted to make President Obama look friendly and look likable because everybody likes him. I guess that strategy backfired.
I think that strategy backfired. If you're going to be likable, you have to engage. I mean, he looked down at his podium. You'd see those two shots. Romney would be raging like the raging bull and this, that, and the other. The president just go, And then when the president did take Romney on once or twice and Romney fired back, the president let it slip there. I mean, he really just stayed on the ropes, and I just can't figure out why.
Yeah, interesting. Romney... has seemed to be somewhat some new energy in his campaign. You can clearly see they're sort of feeding off that energy from the debate win.
Yes, so the polls are showing that the Republican base, which all along has not really been that keen on Mitt Romney, but they wanted to defeat Barack Obama, so they certainly backed him. Now they're fired up. I mean, I hate to use that old expression and turn it on the Democrats from 4 years ago, but fired up and ready to go. And that was a plus, again, that Romney achieved in his performance in the debate last week.
You're also seeing Romney out glad-handing more, out talking to the public more. That also seems to be somewhat of a change.
Well, yes, and success breeds success. I mean, when you're doing well, it's easy to be friendly. When you're doing well, it's easy to smile. It's easy to think everybody's a great guy and gal. And you've just seen it in Romney's demeanor. I mean, nothing like success in politics or in life, I suppose, leads to more success. And at the moment, that big mo, all of that karma, has shifted from Barack Obama to Mitt Romney.
800-510-8255 kind of shows you how fickle the whole thing is. Everybody a week ago was saying that Romney was done, Obama's going to win, and now everybody's saying just the opposite. Is this all a big game or what? It's a shell game. 800-510-8255. More on the presidential race. We'll spend a good deal of time on that in this hour, including a lot of your calls coming up here on the Countdown.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-893-9155. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat.
Plus, Ambaren relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary, risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-893-9155. That's 1-800-893-9155.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show discussing status of the presidential race at the moment. Interesting side conversation about the request that came yesterday from the producers of Sesame Street to the Obama campaign, asking them to pull an ad involving Mitt Romney and Big Bird. The ad portrays Romney as being more concerned with cutting funding for PBS than it is holding Wall Street criminals accountable. Anybody seen that, and what was your reaction to it? 800-510-8255. Here's host Jeff Wagner with Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin about what he thinks, Johnson thinks, Romney needs to do to keep the momentum going.
Where does the Romney-Ryan campaign have to go from here? If we accept the premise that maybe people are taking a fresh look or a new look at Governor Romney, you know that President Obama and his campaign team, they're not going to go quietly into the good night. What does Romney-Ryan have to do now to build on what happened last week?
Well, again, we've got three more debates. Now I should be with Paul down in Danville, Kentucky. I'm looking forward to that. I'm sure Paul will do a great job. I'm sure Joe Biden will do a good job. But again, Vice President Biden has the same problem that President Obama has. He only has empty rhetoric and a failed record. So Paul will, I think, very effectively press that case. One thing I would love to have Americans understand and know more about Mitt Romney, about what an incredible human being is. Now, because the networks didn't fully cover the conventions, Americans didn't see some of these examples of just Governor Romney just being a phenomenal human being. Let me just tell one story, Jeff, that I heard from his brother when I'm on the campaign trail. There was an employee of Bain Capital that came into Governor Romney on a Tuesday of a week and said, I'm really concerned about my 15-year-old daughter. She got involved in, people and drugs, and I haven't seen her since Friday. We're afraid she's in New York. Now, most business people, I think, would take a look at that. Boy, how can I help? Can I pay for a private investigator or something? What Governor Romney did, what Mitt Romney did, is he shut down Bain Capital. He moved every employee of Bain Capital down to New York. They set up a grid pattern. They found that 15-year-old girl. Now, I wish every American understood that, and then they would understand that Mitt Romney is a man who's concerned about every American. They would understand what a generous human being is, how he is concerned about people. And that's, if I had a wish for the campaign, for the media, I wish they would actually cover the Governor Romney that I know.
800-510-8255. All right, the ladies on The View have some thoughts from their program yesterday. And it's interesting, somebody just said to me the question about Sesame Street and the presidential debates, why do they want to pull the ad? Because they want to be known as nonpartisan. They don't want to have any identity with politics. 800-510-8255 on today's Countdown.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Input from various sources before we get your input at 800-510-8255. And that includes some of the daytime talk programs, especially The View. It seems to get a lot of people charged up for various reasons. The ladies here talked to Bill O'Reilly, who had a pretty interesting weekend event with Jon Stewart. Some of you made an attempt to see that. Maybe you have had a thought or two on it, and your response to that or your thoughts about the O'Reilly John Stewart thing would be cool at 800-510-TALK. Meanwhile, O'Reilly with the ladies discusses the next presidential debate. It'll be on foreign policy, by the way.
You think this next debate coming up is really, really big. Now, if Mitt Romney wins this debate, then what do you think that means for President Obama?
Well, I don't think the debate coming up is really big because it's a town hall situation.
Okay.
This is what people don't understand. Romney obviously helped himself. I mean, there's no doubt. And his campaign has momentum now. So he is, you see it in every poll, everywhere. He's starting to come on, and Americans are going, you know what, he could be president. You know, even if we don't like him, he could probably do the job. The next debate is at Hofstra University out on Long Island, and it's a town hall. That means that you have people standing up to the microphone, making speeches, talking about their cousin Otis. And basically, these guys are going to be able to say whatever they want.
What's your favorite movie?
Right. Yeah. Whatever they want. So you can ask them a question. They're not going to answer it. They're just going to go like that. So I don't know. There's not a lot of potential.
Couldn't that increase Obama's likability?
Obama is likable.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has to increase his likability. He has to increase his credibility.
Do you think the next debate is going to be as important?
I think it'll be a stalemate. If I have to predict, and then you're into foreign policy, and the president's got big problems in the Middle East right now. So if you're just looking at it from a why point of view, the advantage is to Romney right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he starts talking about who the enemy actually is. I mean, do you think any of that is going to come back and somebody's going to say, listen, don't talk about Russia again, because it's not a good idea.
Those are very micro issues. I think people are interested in the
economy.
What? The Russians are the Russians. We're here in the USA.
People, I'm talking about the Russians here, though.
I don't know if they're going to make the carry the day, the Russians here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so it's okay to insult the folks.
Credibility that he says Russia is the biggest enemy that we have in this world.
Yeah.
That speaks to Romney's credibility.
Don't care. They don't care. They want the economy fixed.
Yeah.
800-510-8255. Here are the ladies discussing an 18-point swing among women voters in the presidential race.
Last week, polls had President Obama leading Mitt Romney by 18% with women voters. The latest polls have them in a dead heat with women. Now, why is the shift? What happened?
I think after the debate, a lot of women were watching. Mm-hmm. Many women are business owners, small business, medium-sized business owners. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, Cher, remember when, before Sal, when you were dating, you said, what's the first thing you checked about a guy?
His credit score?
Exactly. So our presidential FICO score right now is like sub 300, okay? So women want a man who's good with money, want a man who keeps promises, mm-hmm. and don't want a man who's going to get in there, or a woman, eventually, a leader, to get in there and wreck on their small business. And I think they saw Mitt Romney as someone who can take us in a different direction, and that's why. It's clear.
There's another part, which is that the social issues have not come up in the debate.
That's
and
right. yeah.
they're not coming up in the next debate either, which is primarily about foreign policy. But it's very important because four of the justices now, the Supreme Court justices, are over the age of 70, which means that that if Romney gets in, he has a good chance of appointing one or two. There are one, two, three, four conservative justices, four liberal justices, and one swing vote. Mm-hmm. So this is not going to come up in the conversation. How do they feel about abortion and Roe v. Wade? Does he want it turned over? What about birth control? What about stem cell? This is not going to come up in the debates, and it hasn't been discussed. But the social issues, if people think about it, there are a lot that think that
yes.
this is very important.
And if you control a woman's reproductive rights, you lower their income. If you tell them they have to have these children,
that didn't happen in Massachusetts when he was governor there.
I really don't know.
So there's no evidence. Well, you should look.
800. Who? Calls on all this in a moment on 800-510-8255.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity employer.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay, Dennis Kozlowski, criminals, gluttons of greed, and the evil genius who towered over them? One man has the guts to speak his name.
Big Bird. Big Bird. Big Bird.
It's me, Big Bird.
Big, yellow, a menace to our economy. Mitt Romney knows it's not Wall Street you have to worry about. It's Sesame Street.
I'm going to stop the subsidy to PBS.
Mitt Romney, taking on our enemies no matter where they nest.
800-510-8255. Kind of silly. That's the ad that the folks that produce the Sesame Street show on PBS, the Children's Television Workshop, want to have pulled with good reason. And we get into this whole debate all the time, or I certainly do, the foolishness that is put forth by those who say without federal money all this stuff goes away. The federal money is inconsequential. The amount of money the Children's Television, they make $340 million a year on Sesame Street paraphernalia that they sell. Never mind anything else that comes out of it. $340 million a year. What do they need a government subsidy for? This was something that was concocted years ago when they're getting started. And the same can be said for radio or television or whatever it is. This becomes a symbol for those who don't understand how the whole system works. Ludicrous. And it's a symbol of us in excess giving something. In this case, these people, they don't really want the government money. The stations are the ones that get the money anyway, not the producers of Sesame Street. So that was misinformation on Romney's part as well. But to have it twisted around like that and have people say, oh my God, Big Bird's going to go away, was like when Hillary Clinton said 4 or 5, 6 years ago when the funding was being discussed again, oh, don't take Barney from us. No, don't take Barney. Oh, yeah, that's foolishness. Take any of that stuff away. They make gobs of money. Even though it's supposed to be non-profit, all the people that are supporting this stuff, believe me, they're not going to go away. 800-510-8255. All right, let's get to your calls. Kevin in New York says Mitt Romney needs to tell us what he's going to do instead of saying he has a plan.
We don't know what his plan is. I mean, that's mysterious. You know, that's like Sun Tzu, the Art of War. You know, I don't know what how that factors in. But, you know, if we're going to vote for you, let me know what you're going to do. Don't tell me, oh, I have a plan. I have a plan. A good leader informs his soldiers of what they're going to do and how they're going to go about a plan of attack. You just don't tell them, okay, go into the ravine. Meanwhile, the enemy's sitting on the flanks. You know, let me know where I'm going. That's why, you know, Obama, he's telling me what he's going to do, and I've seen what he's going to do. And believe it or not, I want a guy who's going to go after the guy who went after us.
What are you talking about, sir? Obama has made all kinds of promises, and he hasn't delivered on much or many, if not most or all of them. What are you talking about? 800-510-8255. Clear eyes and full hearts, and America can't lose. That's Mitt Romney's campaign trail twist on the inspirational slogan from Friday Night Lights. Remember that? The television series about football at the high school in Texas. This is simply clear eyes, full hearts. That's, and then can't lose. Become a rallying cry for the Romney campaign. Romney has repeated a version of that line for several days now on the campaign trail. His campaign sent fundraising email with that motto in the subject line. It's now plastered at the top of his Facebook page, overlaid on a black and white photo of Romney standing in the rain. His back to the camera at a rally in Virginia on Monday. So it's clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. And is that something that says something to you? Actually, he said in Iowa, he recalled a young teenager facing certain death from cancer. This is something that we share in this country. Men and women of clear eyes and full hearts, America can't lose. That's pretty positive. Believe in America stuff, right? 800-510-8255. Daryl in Ohio thinks if you believe in Mitt Romney, you're stupid.
I'm strictly for Obama because, well, a simple fact. Romney is nothing but straight lies. And the reason they can get away with the lies is because, well, I'm going to be frank with you, I think half the country are morons, illiterate, and just flat out stupid, so they can tell them anything they want. I pray for the country. That's the scariest thing to me in this country is how dumb most of the electric, you know, most of the citizenry is. They're just flat out stupid.
And you're obviously an Einstein, sir. 800-5... Ooh, that was... anyways, comment. You make your comments, I make mine. 800-510-8255. Interesting how some of you see this program. I work to bring both sides of issues, callers, people who are on these talk radio programs to you, and more often than not, I get criticized for not telling you what I think. Sometimes I do, but I don't. I'm not wrapping everything together. I'm not wrapping everything on the program around my opinion because this is not a normal talk radio show. It's not about the host saying, this is what I feel. What do you think? I'll throw in a few things, but this is a summary of what's being discussed on the stations we monitor, and there are dozens of them all around the country. 800-510-8255. Here's Betty in Maryland on Mitt Romney and whether or not he cares.
My comment is, Romney is a businessman. He thinks business. He thinks capital gains. He thinks profit. Our president is a president. He thinks about all the people. Everything he's ever done, with his hands tied by Congress, he tried to do for the people. All Romney wants to do is put a feather in his hat. I'm president. I don't see anything he's saying that, number one, makes sense. Number two, it's a joke to him. This country is not a joke. The world is not a joke. People are suffering. People have dreams, aspirations. Our president is trying to make our dreams come true.
You know, I made this observation yesterday, and it hasn't fallen on deaf ears, and it hasn't got anything to do with racist. Anybody who knows me and listens to me knows that I'm the least prejudiced person you can imagine. But I am finding that the callers that we're getting here often, the Obama supporters are black, and it bothers me that we have a circumstance. There was an actress, Michael, refresh my memory as to that actress's name, who came out in support of Mitt Romney, a black actress who's been on a number of television series. I just can't remember her name at the moment, who has a Facebook page, and people were threatening to kill her because she wasn't black enough. and not supporting Obama. And that stuff is just sick. And there's no place for it. But yet, that's what's going on. And it has caused a severe... It is good that we have a black man as president, I think, in terms of... It shows that we can elect a black man. It'd be good to have a woman. But all the fact, the way we divide things, he's Jewish, he's this, he's, you know, Christian, Catholic, and the values that some people on the right have that are so prejudicial. And then there are these folks who, unfortunately, have the race experience, and that makes them prejudicial. So what's the story here? How do we get back together? Who brings us together? Either of these two guys? Obama sure hasn't shown that he will. He's been as divisive as George Bush was, and he was horrible. How do we get people back together? I mean, look at some of these races for the House and the Senate. The House and Senate candidates in tight races especially getting pretty snarky and personal in their attacks. And there's an unpleasantness, especially over in the Senate, control of the Senate. Republicans need to gain 4 seats to win the majority. Only 3 if Paul Ryan becomes vice president. He'll be Senate president. That's what the vice president does. Here in Massachusetts, where I am, Senator Scott Brown is mocking Elizabeth Warren's claims of being a Native American. She isn't, but she used that to get a degree, a college degree, I think, or a job someplace. And you look at some of the testy races for the Congress, the back and forth. All across our country, candidates have launched these incendiary attacks on each other in this last few days of the election year. The margin of error rates haven't moved much. So whether the Republicans, you know, some people say they'll lose control of the House, that's not likely. Will they gain control of the Senate? Eh. But it's about power and control and civility, and we don't have civility in way too many cases. 800-510-8255. Let's listen to Eric in Wisconsin listening to WAYY.
I would like to invite all the disgruntled, I'm holding my nose, voting for the lesser evil, all the people who are really undecided, take the third party challenge and write in Ron Paul. He was the only one that has a workable plan. Everybody knows it. The Republicans know it. The Democrats know it. They're the problem. The two-party system has got us in the place we are right now. So America wakes up to that fact, we're headed to our own demise.
800-510-8255. Who agrees or disagrees with that? The presidential race is now a dogfight. Romney has surged. He's got a grasp and can sense it. But lots can happen in the next couple of weeks, but he certainly has erased whatever Obama had as a substantial lead. 800-510-8255. What say you on this as we continue with your calls here on the Countdown?
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey fans, Exagon is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exagon presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exagon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
America, it's time to wake up.
to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-5994. That's 1-800-530-5994. 1-800-530-5994.
Look! It's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, discussing the presidential race with your calls at 800-510-8255. The new polling numbers show Mitt Romney's debate bounce has not only brought him even, but in some of the important states, the shift has carried him past President Obama. And this is a constant through this election process, and that is that everything's changing. 800-510-8255. Brenda, listening to WTTF in Tiffin, Ohio. Brenda, you're on the Countdown Live. Hi.
Hi. I'd like to comment about term limits in Congress and the House. If we want a presidential candidate to make a real difference, we need to get that old view out of there. I mean, we've got congressmen that have dealt with lobbyists for years and years and years with old promises and secretive meetings and secretive funding.
What do you think of your congressman, Brenda?
My congressman? I'm not, well, I'll tell you, as far as Congress and all that goes, it's so hard to choose a candidate.
What's the, after Paul Gilmore died, who replaced Paul Gilmore? Do you know his name?
Well, his wife sat in there for a while.
His wife sat in Congress?
Pardon? Well, she until another person came in, you know.
No,
I know
didn't.
That she went to Washington.
No, that's not correct. No, that's not correct at all. I happen to know Karen Gilmore, and she didn't do any such thing.
Well, I thought Karen sat in.
No.
She didn't like appear or anything like that.
All right. 800-510-8255. Carl, you're on to, those who talk about plans. You take exception to what somebody said about the plan earlier?
Yeah, that's right. I've only been awake for about 15 minutes, and I've listened to your show, right, first thing in the morning. And so far, I've heard that Romney wouldn't be good for this country because he's a businessman.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we need as a businessman as president. It's definitely more credible than a community organizer. And I've also heard that Romney doesn't have a plan. He absolutely has a plan. He revealed it
What do you like best about his plan?
About his plan? It's just the fact that it even goes back to Reaganomics. You cut taxes, and the people with money will hire, and they'll provide the jobs. Now, if you want to raise taxes, go ahead and raise taxes. And look what's happening in France. You know what's going to happen to the people with all the money and taxes are raised? They move. They leave the country, and they take that money with them.
They at least take their money with them. All right. The Sandusky sentencing up next here on The Countdown.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen, moving now into the Sandusky sentencing arena. You may have heard that he was sentenced to 30 to 60 years in prison for the sexual abuse of all those young boys. It was an effective life sentence for Sandusky. He could have gotten 400 years, as his attorney Joe Amendola says they're going to file an appeal. Meanwhile, he issued a statement from prison maintaining his innocence and blaming a conspiracy for his conviction. Here's Taco's Doug Meehan with a focus on that statement.
Here's something you may or may not know. He continues to claim his innocence, saying that he didn't get a fair trial, that the only person that he's had sex with is his wife. And how do we know this? He said so in a taped audio statement that he sent over to Penn State College radio station, and the radio station aired the tape. I'm going to play a good chunk of this statement. It's about 40-some-odd seconds long. I want you to listen to it, and I have a couple of specific questions for you afterwards.
I'm responding to the worst loss of my life. First, I looked at myself. Over and over, I asked why. Why didn't we have a fair opportunity to prepare for trial? Why have so many people suffered as a result of false allegations? What's the purpose? Maybe it will help others. Some vulnerable children who could be abused might not be as a result of all the publicity. That would be nice, but I'm not sure about it. I would cherish the opportunity to become a candle for others, as they have been a light for me. They can take away my life. They can make me out as a monster. They can treat me as a monster. But they can't take away my heart. In my heart, I know I did not do these alleged disgusting acts. My wife has been my only sex partner, and that was after marriage. Our love continues.
Did you get all that? Is this a guy who is in complete denial? Or is there any chance that he is innocent and didn't get a fair trial? And should Penn State University College radio station have aired that audio that they received? To the college radio situation, even though it is probably run by the students themselves, I'm thinking back to when I was in college radio, College radio station is run by the students. However, it is supervised by the university and by the college. They should not have allowed that tape to be aired. And I know the free speech and all of that and whatnot. However, they should have distanced themselves from this, as they should have long ago. So that's where I stand on whether or not the radio station should have aired this to begin with.
Now, is that part of the debate? The Penn State radio station, the college radio station, aired that taped statement from Jerry Sandusky made in jail. Could he be innocent? 800-510-8255. Here's host Bob Durgin talking to attorney Carl Rominger about the 30 to 60 year sentence. This is one of Sandusky's attorneys.
Are you going to ask, when you appeal, are you going to ask the judge to release Sandusky while on appeal?
We certainly could ask for that, but I think the judge already made it clear by revoking his bail pre-sentence that there wasn't going to be any release. So I'm not even sure we'll waste the court's time with that request.
Now, the judge, I understand, had some harsh words for Sandusky in court. Can you paraphrase?
Yeah, the judge basically, well, first of all, the judge called it a vice. The judge said that he has deceived people, including himself, perhaps, that the very talents that have made him so successful and allowed him to help so many people are the same talents that allowed him to conceal this, that he's dangerous, particularly because he doesn't seem to even believe he has a problem and is still denying it, and that makes him particularly dangerous, the judge said. Keeping in mind that the judge is bound by the jury's verdict and therefore has to treat him as if he were guilty, because that's what he is under our system. But the judge was very stern with him. But on the other hand, Bob, the judge did not heap on the sentence. The judge could have given, you know, in Alabama, they just gave some guy 600 and some years. The judge gave him the absolute minimum necessary to basically ensure a life sentence and no more than that.
Yeah, and I guess one of the reasons he did that is because it'll make it harder to win an appeal.
It won't prevent an appeal, okay? But it's going to cause an appellate. If he'd given an absurdly large sentence, an appellate court judge might go, well, this sentence seems a little absurd. Maybe this judge is a little, you know, out there, so we better look really careful. So it removes some of that shine from an appeal per se, but it doesn't really change the legal issues we're going to raise, which don't have to do with sentence. But you're right, an appellate court's not going to overturn this sentencing. This is going to remain his sentence, so the only hope he really has is a new trial.
All right, so does this change the game? Sandusky's football career is over. His life is over. He's going to jail. That's it, end of story. But could he be innocent is the question that now a lot of people are asking. Can't answer it. We're out of time. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 minutes past the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. They're disturbing health facts in the United States. We are now 60th in life expectancy, 41st in infant mortality. Autism is up from 1 in 10,000 to now 1 in 88. Over 100 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. We're the most obese nation in the world. Arthritis and Alzheimer's disease are skyrocketing. Pediatric cancer is up over 10,000%. There is a better way. Don't miss my 90 for Life free lecture Monday, October 15th at Falcon Ridge Middle School at Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or call 877-279-9422. 877-279-9422. With over 30,000 autopsies and billions of research dollars, it is answers to the health issues ailing Americans. My 90 for Life lecture is free and could save your life. Monday, October 15th, Falcon Ridge Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota, or call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422.